Charlottesville just voted to melt the Robert E. Lee statue into a bronze baobab tree, and that same city council may ask voters this week to tax themselves for new schools. That is the Commonwealth on a Monday. The bigger statewide story is the $66.8 billion Dominion-Nextera merger. The SEC clock officially started this week when Dominion filed its formal arguments, launching a six-month review. Lieutenant Governor Ghazala Hashmi has filed 64 questions for both companies, and the Sierra Club rallied at Richmond's Bell Tower today demanding regulators kill the deal. How the SEC rules shapes electric bills for millions of Virginians for years. Separately, Ashburn resident Vicky Hu is taking her fight over Dominion's backyard transmission lines to the Virginia Supreme Court, the only appeal path left from an SEC ruling. If the court takes it, one decision could set the template for how power lines get sited across all of Northern Virginia's data center country. And Frederick County is now weighing a full ban on data centers, the first jurisdiction along the I-81 corridor to reach for that tool. Quick items worth knowing. A federal judge paused Virginia's social media age verification law on First Amendment grounds. Emerson Automation is cutting 139 jobs in Charlottesville through year's end. July 24th is the last day to register or request a mail ballot for the August 4th primaries. Two ways to give back this week. In Northern Virginia, Guesthouse needs volunteers for a family day service opportunity. In Richmond, From the Heart Stitchers is collecting hygiene items for unsheltered people in Chesterfield County. For the full briefing, plus events, things to do in your neck of the woods, and ways to give back close to home, visit virginiathisweek.com.